This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
All French fries are not created equal. That was the message of a two-day fry-focused pop-up exhibit held in New York City. Fries of New York, an uncommon exhibit, sponsored by Sir Kensington's Condiments, the New York-based makers of quality ketchups and mayonnaise, took place on November 7th and 8th. The event focused on raising the French fries profile by highlighting 85 restaurants' unique take on the fry. Mark Ramadan, CEO of Sir Kensington's Condiments and the organizer of the event, explains.
What we did was we curated about 85 fries from restaurants all around New York City that we thought represented the beautiful diversity of fry culture. And that comes in, and really what we wanted to highlight was the diversity of shapes, sizes, and methods of making the fries. And so it ranges from cheap fries from Papaya King to like really classic historic fries from Katz's Deli, all the way up to the super fancy fries at like Balthazar in the East Pole, and also fries from Whole Foods. So we tried to get that sort of diversity of what people eat every day. And what we did was we preserved each fry, and then we presented it in a bell jar. So it's perfectly preserved, exactly as it would be served to you in the restaurant, with a little card that describes the fry type, and also a quote from each chef saying what makes their fry special.
While a variety of sizes like the skinny fry and shapes, such as the classic steak, were covered, those behind this quirky exhibit had a larger mission. They wanted to demonstrate the diversity behind America's favorite side dish, long overshadowed by the burger. There were some interesting findings.
My favorite shape of fry is the curly fry, and they're pretty rare. I was surprised. I mean, curly fries, they're so tasty because you maximize fry area, and, you know, they're so crunchy if you do them right, and there are very few restaurants that make curly fries.
If you're looking to maximize and balance flavor, there is an ideal fry to choose. Here's what Ramadan, a man who knows his condiments, suggests.
One of my favorites is there's a really thick cut like steak fry from the East Pole, which is it's sister restaurant to the Fat Radish restaurant. And they make really big fries, like a quarter of a potato, basically. And then you dip that, you can get a really solid block of ketchup on there. So that's my go-to. I think the waffle fry is good because you have a lot of broad surface area. And also the Smith, they make a really just classic sort of skinny fry, and if you get two or three of those in your hand at a time, then you're really doing it right.
For a list of all the restaurants that were part of this fry fest, go to sirkensingtons.com. This is Nancy Gagliardi for Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.